Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, welcome everyone. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Hey, a lot to talk about today. MSNBC goes down to Mar-a-Lago, kisses the ring. CBS editing out the NFL Trump dance. All kinds of things going on there. But wanted to start with what has become national news now here in Colorado, as the Colorado Republican Party is doing the work of district attorneys in Colorado, it seems, and doing investigating and revealing all kinds of information. The corrupt Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, will just as soon keep quiet. And we have with us the Secretary of the Republican Party, Anna Ferguson, and then Representative Ron Hanks, who's the chair of the Ballot and Election Security Committee. So, hey, guys, thank you for your...
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing well. How about y'all?
We're doing good, too. And I will let you guys, I'll just kind of ask some, we'll ask questions and whichever one of you wants to answer. But this all pertains to the debacle, scandal, cover-up that Jenna Griswold, her office, they posted the passwords to the election security system for months, then tried to cover it up. No one was going to do anything about it until first, right before the election, the Colorado Republican Party revealed that this was going on. And then you guys, Friday, and we talked about it on the show, obtained audio. Cal Clark said, oh, I obtained it. Well, he obtained it from your website. But anyway, that's media games. But he, you know, you obtained audio that of the Crispio, who was running the Secretary of State's office. He's, I guess, the second in command, essentially admitting to the clerks that they had no intention of doing anything about this, of telling anyone, because they would get some negative publicity, they thought. Is that, could you explain what you guys found out, whoever wants to take it?
Well, yeah, Chris Beale has become the de facto spokesperson and frankly scapegoat on this. I think if Jenna Griswold were to have her way, she'll try to stay quiet. But the fact is, this is their negligence. It doesn't really matter who. Both of them at this point need to go. We put out a statement this morning. I guess it went out, that both Beale and Griswold ought to resign. And frankly, it's resonating. I don't think the Democrat Party wants anything to do with the behavior and the negligence of either one of these people. They'll be quite happy to jettison Griswold, and she should be jettisoned. So while we have this momentum, we should take advantage of it and unemploy her and Chris Beale.
Well, and then, Anna, if you want to comment on this, it's like they wanted to avoid. At first, I can't believe they actually said that out loud. And then apparently they're upset that somebody leaked it, which is stupid. They should have assumed somebody was leaking it. But, Anna, I mean, what do you think of that? They wanted to avoid a media frenzy. So they were going to completely jeopardize Colorado's election integrity more than it's already jeopardized.
Oh, I was just going to say they already did compromise the election integrity here. And not only that, then there was some intimidation now, too. There was another call. I don't know if you saw that post from the GOP on Twitter, that there was another call with the county clerks trying to figure out which county clerk was the one that spilled the beans. And they were trying to intimidate whoever that person was. So it's not ending. They just make themselves look worse and worse every time they come out and do something. Like you said, like, why would they say this out in the open?
I'm not a PR advisor, but if I were, I'd say don't, because here's the thing. So folks, and what we're talking about, this audio was once the Colorado Republican Party made it public after the Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, had decided to keep it secret, to avoid negative publicity, they had a call with all of the 64 counties elected clerk and recorders who were understandably, to use the Adams County clerks, pissed off about the whole thing, right? And this is where, and Ron, why don't you say, what exactly was it that Chris Beall admitted during this call to the clerks?
Well, I was actually hoping you'd go to the audio of it, but I mean,
we can wait. Hang on a second. Let me ask you. Hey, Thomas, do you still have the KUSA soundbite from last week? Hang on. Yes. Okay. He can play. How about if he plays it? Oh, he's going to go grab it. Let me know when you grab it. We do have it, Ron. We do have it, a little bit of it. So you read my mind. He'll let me know as soon as he has it. But I thought it was ludicrous that they're assuming, I mean, because these things are bipartisan, that someone was not going to tape it, and just for their own self-preservation, right? Because if you're a clerk, and before he grabs it, let me ask, and whoever of you wants to answer this. So they were kind of pretending that they were going to be going ahead to fix the password secretly, that they were doing that, right? But obviously, they couldn't have been doing it. They had no intention to fix the passwords because they weren't going to tell the clerks. And if you're a clerk and all of a sudden you've got these state guys coming in saying, oh, we just need to change some passwords. No, I mean, right? They had.
That's all they do. That's what trust to Bill. That's what they did to Tina. Oh, we're coming in just to clean it up. That's what they regularly do.
I got one other problem with their solution. They've given access to people they call trusted agents, but in the counties, they're sending some office people from the Secretary of State, but also activating agents. Well, that becomes a risk too. If it's the IT guy that also has the software password and the BIOS, and they'll say, well, he's got to pass a background investigation. Well, that may work on criminal behavior, but it doesn't work on partisan behavior necessarily. And that's another violation of process, and it's really a stupid fix. And one more point, there is at least one county in this state that is currently has their IT guy is under investigation. It's an open investigation, so I can't reveal much about it. But he was way too deep into the county systems. And what do you bet? He's going to be the guy that goes in and changes the password. So, I mean, the vulnerabilities, this is the gang that can't shoot straight, and they ought to resign, lick their wounds, and figure out how to be smarter in their next life.
Yeah, and Thomas says Thomas, it is the KUSA soundbite from the 15th. If we could go ahead and play that now. So this is the audio that you guys were able to obtain.
Nine News Investigates has obtained an audio recording where Griswold's chief deputy tells the clerks that they were not going to be told because it would cause a media frenzy. Griswold only notified the clerks and only changed the passwords after that security breach was revealed to the media and the public. That security breach came out 5 days after Griswold's office learned about it when the Colorado Republican Party broke the news and asked for an investigation. The passwords had been inadvertently posted on her website in the hidden tab of a spreadsheet, sitting there for months. Clerks were upset to find out about it through the news. Griswold told me that day that she hadn't decided whether the public was ever going to be told. Nine News Investigates got a hold of an audio recording of Griswold's top deputy speaking to the clerks just minutes after I talked with Griswold that day.
Josh, I appreciate that you're expressing upset.
Chris, I'm pissed off, and it's really hard not answering media questions the way I actually want to.
Okay. I will tell you, all I can do is be as transparent as I possibly can. We were not going to tell counties because we could not tell counties without it becoming the media storm it has become.
Chris.
No, it is not.
So, Anna, let me ask you this. So I'm reading that as they're saying they had no intention of telling anyone. They had no intention of changing the passwords because they couldn't do that without people figuring
out. But they wanted to be as transparent as they could about them being not transparent.
I mean, if you guys hadn't obtained that audio, Anna, nothing would have ever happened. None of us would know about this, right? Oh, did he lose her, maybe? Okay.
Well,
oh, Ron, what?
I'll step in. I certainly think you're right. You know, I mean, this is not a group of people that think they are accountable to the people. You know, they are, well, Beal, I guess, is appointed, and Griswold is a Soros-funded Secretary of State. Was she not the leadership council of the 50 secretaries of state from around the nation? I mean, you know, she's obnoxious, incompetent, and negligent, but she has been at the zenith of Secretary of State knowledge and power. You would think somebody who has had that background would be smarter than to try to keep it from the people. I mean, you know, there aren't even very many Democrats, I don't suspect, that are going to appreciate that kind of, that was a Democrat clerk. But what about the unaffiliated and Republican voters out there? They're going to be furious. This is turning into a heavy majority against Griswold and Beal.
Right. Well, and it has gone nationally. I know the Gateway Pundit picked it up. Let me ask you this, and again, either one of you that wants to jump in, and I don't know, maybe you guys won't want to go here, but I would say this, that if it had not been for you guys and the grassroots leadership of the Colorado Republican Party, this would have been completely swept under the rug. I mean, under a KBB administration, she was friends with Matt Crane, ostensibly a Republican, who keeps saying, oh, this is fine. All the passwords, not a big deal. I mean, am I right? I mean, I think the RINOs and the uniparty establishment would have been happy to let Jenna Griswold avoid the media frenzy and aid her in that, too.
Well, Ken Buck, who keeps on telling everybody that Colorado has a gold standard, it'd be too embarrassing for him. And so he certainly wouldn't have revealed it had he been in a position to reveal it.
Well, this is a blessing from the highest echelons, in my opinion, because not only did their incompetence show, and this incompetence had been out there for at least 4 months, possibly longer, but somehow I didn't expect it to happen. I figured the cheat was in nationwide, but somehow Trump won this election, and we have the means now to go after this. And you can bet these folks are nervous about it. And frankly, Griswold's, I'm not in the business of giving her advice, but her best effort would be to get out, you know, at this point, because it's going to get uglier.
It is.
I think Matt Gaetz might be just the attorney general we need to start looking at every state. So
stuff like that.
And
if you can unmute, go ahead and unmute. Let me ask you about this. Ron, are you not, or and Anna, are you not happy that the Denver District Attorney's Office is investigating this and other Soros DA?
Well, she's not. She's elected before Soros is doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have confidence?
Still not friendly to our cause, though, Chuck.
No. Okay. There's Anna. I mean, do you think they're going to find anything? I mean, I don't even know what they would even. What they're going to do is they're going to just hope it all goes away, right?
Well, and what the party is asking, the Republican Party is reaching out to the counties and to the citizens of those counties to file an affidavit. We've made it a step-by-step easy process, and they need to take it to their judicial district attorney. And if those district attorneys say, well, we're going to forward it on to Denver because they've got the lead on it, it's acceptable, but we have to hold them accountable. That doesn't mean they can just mail it off and not provide any feedback, which is what I think a lot of them would like to do. So the effort is out there to get affidavits in the, 22 judicial districts, about to be 23. Get those affidavits and get them to follow up on it. And as I understand it, if you aren't getting redress from your DA or from the attorney general, you can go federal with this as a civil rights violation. And then it gets into the, you know, we are building one hell of a docket and database for a larger investigation of this nationwide election fraud. And if I may, you know, I've been talking election fraud from the standpoint of not just incompetence and negligence of the Secretary of State leaving over 600 passwords on the public internet, but these machines are built in China. They are built using foreign workers. There is no oversight. There is no secure chain of custody. That's the way it's been since we first realized our problem in 2020. The problem is actually much older than that. And this is our opportunity to tear this security violation down to the ground. This is what country in the world, if they knew they could get into your election systems, would not pick the softest, most namby-pamby candidates, and then have us fighting among ourselves on the DEI and the woke agenda, and you know, money for Ukraine, and it's one of the easiest, you know, Sun Tzu quotes out there. You know, you try to take down the enemy without having to fire a shot or reveal your intentions. They can do that with these election systems.
Well, and I think one of the things that you guys are doing really well, and Anna, maybe I'll have you explain a little bit too, where people can go to do these affidavits, is you're keeping the pressure on, right? What I mean, this is a scandal that's easy to understand. It's clear that they tried to cover it up. I mean, people understand like passwords and things like that. And people understand that posting your passwords publicly is not a very good idea, right? And so people get that. And this is a good one to push, and I think, into keeping the public eye, because the Democrats, don't you think, Anna, they're just going to try to let it go away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've been sending out emails like every day, every other day. I just want to keep it out there in the forefront of everybody's mind. Just go to the GOP website. It's colgop.org. And you can click on the link for the affidavit, and it'll take you to the sample affidavit. It'll take you to all the videos that you need. There's an instruction email on there as well, from, I think, David Wilson. He's one of the lawyers that's working with us. And just get your affidavit, you know, personalize it to yourself. Don't just, you know, take that one.
Right.
Make sure you know what you're submitting. You have to understand right. what you're submitting. And watching the videos will give you that understanding that of what's in the affidavit. So just watch a couple of videos, fill out your affidavit, get it notarized, send it into your district attorney in your judicial district. We also give you the names of everybody in each of the 22 districts, so that you could, you know who to send it to. And let's get this done. Let's not have them sweep this under the rug. It's exactly what they're doing. They're trying for this to go away so desperately. And you know what? We're not going to let it go away.
Do you know how many Republican DAs there are?
I do have the list, but I don't have it in front of me right now. So I don't know.
Okay, but it's going to be under a dozen. It's going to be a handful. Uh-huh. A handful. You got 23 because the new one was set up.
Yeah, people just went red. George Brockler is red.
Well he's not started yet. The 23rd doesn't start till January, so we can't really use George. I mean, we could.
Okay.
Well, then you have less. Then you have only a handful of Republican ones, and after you get them all in, you may want to concentrate on those, because the Democrats are less likely to want to create havoc for their candidate for the Secretary of State.
You know, on the other hand, though, I've seen the Democrats are kind of eating their own on this, right? Kyle Clark has kind of jumped on it. I mean, so maybe, well, and I think what's good is that you're keeping the publicity up. Because like you said, they gave it to Denver, so it'll just go away. And if you've got other DAs who are getting, you know, who knows what they'll do, but at least it's important to let them know that people are upset, that you guys are on it, and who knows what video you guys may get tomorrow.
I mean, really, really, I mean, it's a it's like every day there's something new that we're finding out that they're doing. I mean, the stupidity really is, it amazes me. But anyway, you know, though, Chuck, these DAs are required to do something. They really are. And this is not just a Republican thing. I mean,
right.
if the election machines, they elect Democrats and Republicans. So it's going to eventually affect everyone. And, you know, if you're going to be a Democrat DA and say, oh, I don't want to touch this, you know, well, eventually it's going to bite you on the ass as well. So, you know, I don't know.
No, I agree. I agree, too. Well,
yeah, DAs are given enormous discretion about what they want to do. And so maybe from a PR standpoint.
Yeah, no, I think it's great that you're doing that. And again, I think it's funny that, okay, so yeah, you've obtained audio now and I have to go take a look at it. That all they're doing, rather than actually trying to fix a problem or address the fact that they're
find
trying
out
to cover
the mole.
Let's find out who leaked this.
Who's like, the mole?
Yes. Yes, and let's get that, let's make that person feel horrible. I mean, there were some clerks that were scared that what we were told about this, it was threatening to them, you know. I mean, they're all afraid of being Tina Petered. We can understand
exactly.
That. So, you know, and if this effort also helps Tina's case even in the slightest bit, then it's worth it because, you know, what Jenna did to her was wrong.
Right.
And now she's trying to make it sound like, oh, well, but what I did was no big deal. Hers was 100 times worse.
600 times worse.
Yeah.
You know? And Ron, did you have something to say?
Well, I did. I mean, you know, I'm amused by the wokeness of the Democrat Party. It's obnoxious. But, you know, they've replaced, or certainly Griswold has replaced diversity, equity, and inclusion. The new DEI is deceit, evasion, and incompetence. And I think the Democrats are going to get very tired of these people. And when they dump her on her head, as they ought to do, it's our opportunity to reach out and say, don't we all want actual, genuine, honest elections? And do we really think we're going to get that? Now, you know, the Democrats are certainly damaged by the 2024 results, and so they're probably more likely to take a look at this. But you know, and I got to tell you, I've been kind of pondering what we can do. Trump is going to be very busy in his first 100 days. I mean, he's busy. He's what, 60 something days away from inauguration. But we ought to have, in my estimation, elections for federal offices more under the control of the federal government. I think Trump is going to have to mandate down, probably through executive order, a process where only the federal offices, and that's only going to be one, two, or at the most three offices per election cycles, that ought to be taken care of by the federal government. Because you...
I'm not sure you want... You know, they're trying to get federal government in charge of all police. You don't want the federal government in charge of all elections. You really don't.
Let's talk about this because right now we have 50 different election systems, and the incompetence of Jenna Griswold impacts the other 49 states. So what if we had standards where the voter rolls were zeroed out for the federal elections? There is no Eric and score. People have to show up with a voter ID. And frankly, in this beginning, I think we're going to have to show proof of citizenship, not just an ID, but then have paper that is printed by the mint for the federal elections. You can still have your miserable state process if you wanted, but if you're going to vote for a U.S. president, it has to meet some standards. By the way, did you know these computers that we have are being held to standards from 2002? I mean, in the time in between, how many generations of computers and access? It's ridiculous.
Well, so, part of the problem was in 2002 is they did federalize all the elections to a degree. And that's why you have the machines and everything else. The Republicans, in their usual hard bargaining themselves, gave away the farm to the Democrats. And they always do. I don't disagree that now that we've got a majority,
you should ram everything through that we can.
Well, you know, you can try, but I would not have officials be federal officials. I mean, they are corrupt. You've seen what the FBI head is. You've seen what the Department of Justice said. To turn all elections over to them would be insane. Now, have the rules, but don't let them just be federal officials.
Okay. I think maybe you just described the difference in what we're talking. I think the standards have to be a federal standard that all 50 states, and that would be anti-counterfeit paper that is printed by the Bureau of Engraving, Department of Treasury, Colorado gets their federal ballots from the federal government, like we get currency, shows up in a Brinks truck or something along those lines, and then it gets printed in the districts. I'm spitballing at this point, but the bottom line is what we have is not even close to secure. And this is supposed to be critical infrastructure.
Right.
And go ahead, please.
I was going to say you were starting to break up there. No, I mean, her incompetence and the fact that the Democrats don't care about her incompetence, the fact that they're perfectly happy to cover it up, the fact that they were stupid enough to actually say they were going to cover it up and then get annoyed, not at the fact that they were covering it up, but the fact that they got revealed. I mean, that just shows what they're all about. I mean, I don't know who you would give it to, and hopefully this will be good news for Republicans in the next election. But let me ask you guys, and maybe Anna, just you, and then we'll let you all go, just a kind of a final question, and that is, because I know you guys are doing a lot, and this time there are things people can do to help. So why don't you kind of go over that one more time where people can go to take a look at this and what would be helpful to the fight here?
You're speaking of the affidavits, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. If you go to collogop.org, you'll see a link for the affidavits, and that's where you'll find a sample affidavit. Just download it, fill in your specific information, change the wording, make it personal to you. Watch the videos. That's the most important thing, because you do not want to send in an affidavit that you do not understand what it is that you're sending. You have to know what you're talking about. You have to understand what you're submitting. And then get it notarized, get it. You can go to your bank. They usually do it for free. You could just notarize it there, send it in to your district attorney, and then demand that they do an investigation and not just pass it along to the Denver DA. They are required to do this. They're the district attorney for that judicial district. They should be investigating for that county, that district, those counties and that district. So, I mean, we need everybody to do this. With the more pressure we put on, even if, people are saying, we'll get rid of Griswold, but Polis will appoint another one just as bad. Well, that might be the truth. Yeah. But could you imagine how it will look if we can get this woman fired?
Right.
I mean, that would be epic. I mean, really. And it would shout out so much on behalf of Tina as well. So let's
How is the Secretary of State removed?
I'm sorry?
To resign. She could resign.
We're hoping that she resigns, that we're forcing her hand to resign. And Beal, too. Beal is just as bad.
Well, force Polis's hand, right? I mean,
Polis can't fire a secretary.
No, but Polis could put pressure on her, and Polis could put pressure on DAs. Polis could put pressure on the AG, Weiser. So, I mean, I think you're right. What this is about right now is there isn't a magic wand we can wave, but it's about letting him know how that, the Adams County clerk isn't the only one pissed off about this, that we all are, and that we can put pressure on and demand. Like,
no, it's great to be proactive. Great to be proactive.
Yes, yes. And you guys, so I'll let you go. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for
Thank
not
you.
For because I know how hard you guys are working. You could just say, "Oh, great election, goodbye, everyone. We'll see you in 2026." So thank you for doing what you're doing.
Take care, guys.
Well, last point, we got Canvas board members that are going to be in this decision point here of is this a certifiable election? What can they do as an individual in the process to make this to make a case that this is a disaster, this is negligence, and I mean, there's a lot of people working this. It's not just Canvas board members, election judges, clerks. The party chairs are going to have to start looking into this too. So sorry to go over my mark.
No, you're good. No,
I want to add one thing that as well. Julie, if we could put out a call to try and find out who the Canvas board members are, because that's not something that we're able to get easily. If, because we would like to make sure that these Canvas board members are aware of what their job is. You know, some chairs did not even know that they were in, that they were allowed to appoint a Canvas board member. So, you know, definitely if we can get
that. What would you like them to do? So if some, so if somebody is like, hey, I'm a Canvas board member, what would you like
know.
Them to do?
Yeah. Okay. Email me, anna@colgop.org. Email me, let us know that you're a Canvas board member. We want to know, we want to make sure that you're aware of everything that you need.
Okay.
All right,
thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Ann and Ron. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you next
Thank
time.
You. Thank you.
Well, and I think just to kind of wrap that up, wouldn't you agree that if this had happened under KBB or Ken Butt, they could very well be part of the cover up, right? Because of protecting the gold standard.
Yeah. I mean, KBB, either of them, both had been party chairs, and they were just, you know, they're part of the problem. They were not solving it. They were claiming that really poorly conducted elections were the gold standard, which is why this last election where Republicans defeated supermajority in the House, didn't let them get supermajority in the Senate, took the eighth and so forth. All that with Dave Williams having to fight off every rhino in the world just prior to election. So great job to Anna, great job to Hank, and great job to the whole crew who really had, all things considered, a great election.
Right,
night.
Exactly. And I saw, no, Jacob had his hand raised. Do you have something to say, Jacob? Or I know you'd sent me some emails about other stuff too.
I just wanted to talk about Ted Trimble last week, and he said what a great President Clinton was with a great economy. First of all, he lost his Congress to Newt Gingrich, who then turned around and forced him to sign welfare reform acts and forced him to lower the taxes five times. And he was also, and Clinton was also a recipient of George Bush, 41? Because George Bush 41 started TARP, meaning he was buying all the houses. And by the time the housing market started to rebound and come back, so then the government was able to sell those houses at a profit. Unfortunately, it was during Clinton's term, so that's how he made a lot of money, and that's how the country had a surplus.
So you're saying Ted was claiming credit for something that the Democrats did not deserve credit for?
That's right. That's right.
We'll tell Ted.
You know, I have to say he was not his usual cheerful self. He was
There was something odd. I mean, I heard that train in the backyard, in his backyard. I thought maybe he's going to get run over or something. I don't know. But we'll pass it on.
But that only if you know the proper pronouns and words in the gay.
That's over with. That is really, really over with. But you know, it takes time. But we'll see. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Jacob. From Sandra, yeah, Ted's still a Democrat fool. I listened to your Friday show. Obviously, he gets money in his back pocket. Ever ask him how he gets paid? Yeah, Sandra, he gets paid. Ted Trimble is a top Democrat strategist. He gets paid by all of those.
Alex Soros.
Yeah, exactly. He's Democracy Alliance. I think it was Emily's List for a while. There was a time when Ted said it's his job to bundle dark money. But he was one of one of the people who helped develop the Blueprint Colorado, which turned Colorado blue, which I'm glad to see Republicans are kind of taking a page from and kind of taking it step by step. Wanted to talk about something fun. So MSNBC.
Mass murder, torture, animals being killed. What do you want to talk about, Julie?
Media matters. You're right. You're right, Sandra. Media matters too. I want to talk about Mika and Joe.
Mika and Joe.
So Mika and Joe, this was kind of funny and it turned out to be a fake tweet. So Mika and Joe went down to Mar-a-Lago. And apparently there was this fake Trump tweet where he said they crawled like dogs being scolded, and it wasn't actually from him, but I thought it was funny whoever wrote it. But apparently Joe called up Trump and said, can we come down? And Trump was like, sure, I got some time. So, this is how they talked about it. So, and they want to talk about why they're doing this. Thomas, if we could please play the MSNBC soundbite.
Joe and I went to Mar-a-Lago to meet personally with President-elect Trump. It was the first time we have seen him in 7 years.
Now, we talked about a lot of issues, including abortion, mass deportation, threats of political retribution against political opponents. We talked about that a good bit. And it's going to come as no surprise to anybody who watches this show, has watched it over the past year or over the past decade, that we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of issues, and we told him so.
What we did agree on was to restart communications. My father often spoke with world leaders with whom he and the United States profoundly disagreed. That's a task shared by reporters and commentators alike. We had not spoken to President Trump since March of 2020, other than a personal call Joe made to Trump on the morning after the attempt on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania. In this meeting, President Trump was cheerful. He was upbeat. He seemed interested in finding common ground with Democrats on some of the most divisive issues. And for those asking why we would go speak to the president-elect during such fraught times, especially between us, I guess I would ask back, why wouldn't we?
I'll tell you why they did it. They did it because they never thought, well, even if they thought Trump was Hitler, they would go talk to Hitler for their ratings. Here's what happens. MSNBC's ratings have dropped. Their show has dropped 40%. I mean, think of that, 40%. And they were low to begin with, right?
No, they could comparatively.
Well, not be compared to any, compared to like our show, they were like nothing practically.
No, they would. Well, compared to our show, we're much
better. And it's like, and their other shows are down 50%. I'm sure the MSN, and meanwhile, Comcast, the only reason that show is still around is because Comcast carries it in its bundle, right? So if you want to watch like Yellowstone, well, you have to pay for Morning Joe too. It's bundled in there, right? Well, Comcast is seriously considering, and I think they're going to probably do that, dropping these cable shows from the bundle, right? So
well, that's three of them that they have. God, I don't know what
it is. MSNBC, I think CNBC.
CNBC makes money.
So Oprah, I can hear that. Oprah show. Oprah's, yep, the Oprah channel. I didn't know Oprah had a channel. But at any rate, they went down there. The why not was because
shuck up.
Screwed if they can't get.
No, they're screwed anyway. I mean, you have to understand, you probably aren't big Morning Show watchers, but I love to hear contrary thought, unlike somebody else. Before they were all giggly about Trump. Oh, we want Trump over here. We want to. And then all of a sudden, they became just rabid. I mean, both of them. I wish I could play the one where Morning Joe just goes, I'll tell you, F you, this is the greatest Biden ever. He's brilliant. He's brilliant.
Senile, but brilliant.
And the last week, Mika was just beside herself with hatred and vitriol. And now they come back all trite.
From this is Anna. Mika and Joe are pathetic. They know they're losing more and more viewers, and now they have to make believe they're extending an olive branch. They can shove the olive branch you know where. That's why they were looking uncomfortable sitting on it.
Yeah, right.
Because it was being shoved. I'm sure their bosses were telling them, you get down there. Now, Trump, to his credit, said, hey, I'll talk to him. And he indicated, I'll talk to any of the people who called me Hitler, fascist, Mussolini. And he said, as long as they don't screw me over. They start screwing me over again, then I'll quit talking to him, right? Which is smart on his part. And the thing is, though, it's bad broadcasting because the only people who listen to those anymore are like 50-year-old, rich, college-educated white women with too many cats, right? Who have gone on, they've shaved their heads and they're not going to date anymore, not that they were dating. That's who their audience is. Now, those people are not going to like to hear that they went to see Trump.
Oh, you should see on the social media. You traitor, you slimy, amoral, Hitler-loving, cat-hating.
Exactly. Meanwhile, no one else is going to listen to him. So it's a pathetic attempt. They should have just kept their dignity.
They begged for their lives.
I know, they begged, please Donald Trump. And I mean, what a total humiliation.
And we disagreed with him about
he was taking notes. Oh, Joe, let me see. So you think about mass deportation? Give me a freaking break. But that was smart on Trump. And I guess he's like, hey, You want to do it? In the meanwhile,
more the merrier.
Maybe someone should do something. Rachel Maddow is getting paid $30 million a year to do one show a week. I just call me crazy, but maybe they should restructure her salary. I'm
no.
just saying.
Chris Again, she's the only one worth listening to, quite frankly. I mean, she's entertaining. She's bright.
Which is wrong.
She's disgusting, but at least she's entertaining.
It's equally bad. I saw this too. All of these media, CNN's ratings plummeted. The Associated Press, the way it works in the media, the Associated Press is an organization that covers a lot of stuff. And news organizations, I mean, there was a time when almost all of them, although not the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle.
No.
But I know when I worked at Fox, when I worked at radio station, subscribe to the Associated Press, and then you can take their content. And because, I mean, if you're...
It started out back in the 19th century, they had wars, and papers were the only way to communicate, and a lot of papers...
You didn't have a war correspondent.
War correspondent, you couldn't send anybody. So they said, okay, we'll gather all our things, and we'll put something together. I mean, New York Times or something will send their own, but we'll have one, and then he'll report back to everybody. And everybody can put it in their local newspaper.
They can
newspaper.
Pull it out. And,
and they had UPI, which is another one that is
away.
A rival of it.
Reuters.
Reuters, and that's over in England, really, to begin. But it's a commentator. And it was pretty fair.
Right.
For many years. Because, they didn't want to limit their market when there actually were Republican papers. But over 15 years, they've gotten so far left, it's pathetic.
Well, and they're firing 8% of their workforce now, right? Which is a significant number.
You know who is a subscriber to AP and prints AP articles?
Denver Gazette.
Well, yes, and Colorado Politics.
Colorado Politics, exactly. So, well,
it's purportedly right-wing papers printing utter garbage from AP.
8% of their workforce because nobody wants their stuff anymore. So it's interesting. From Jacob, at least Morning Joe didn't insult the bakery owner of the bowler breaking down.
I hope she.
Yeah.
I hope they do what Oberlin did to a similar one when they attacked the bakery.
That's right. And then from Jim Jackson, isn't it wonderful how completely the Democrats have accepted the results of the election? It's overwhelming. And I think it's got to be depressing to them that no one's paying attention. And another good sign. This is kind of funny. We're going to talk about this, and this was your idea, but I think there are broader implications of this too. So, you know, it was sort of like the Let's Go Brandon, right? When people started shouting, "Let's Go Brandon," they were chanting that at various sporting events. After NBC, they were not chanting "Let's Go Brandon." They were supporting Trump, and then she tried to pretend that that's what they were saying. So, you know, Trump, he does that dance, right?
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, and everybody, that's right. And so everybody's been picking it up. It's become a meme.
Well, you have to realize that San Francisco defensive end, not Bon Jovi, it's
Spidey Brock? This is a Las Vegas.
Also, but anyway, he went on, a couple guys were interviewed, and he put on his Trump hat and walked behind him and got fined $15,000. So they go, screw that. We'll just do this and everybody will know it's the same thing.
Right. So all the NFL players are doing this, but a lot of them are doing this in the end zone, right? Well, CBS got in a lot of hot water because what they did is they edited it out. So it was carried live and everyone saw it. But then when they posted on social media a replay of the touchdown, they took it out.
Yeah.
So they're getting reamed for that. I mean, it's like, why? I mean, they edited Kamala Harris's thing totally. Maybe they put a Kamala Harris dance in there. But I want to show you just all these NFL players, Thomas. If we could please play the Trump dance.
We'll check the flag here. It was thrown Ryan Smith with a sack.
So all these NFL players yesterday were doing the Trump dance. CBS edited out. But here's what I think is even... One, I think this is why one of the big reasons I think Republicans won, and that is Republicans have a sense of humor.
These days. Well, they never did from 1854 on until recently.
Trump, it's a weird little dance, so he's happy to make fun of himself, right? They have a sense of humor. They're doing it, and it's the election, I think, freed everybody. I was reading a thing. Michael Schallenberger, who was a censored former liberal reporter, says, and he was whiny a little bit, saying he didn't vote, but he did wake up with a sense of relief that now he didn't have to worry about being censored. So I'm like, so why didn't you vote? But at any rate, I think a lot of people are doing that. Under Trump now, you know that, yeah, you can do this and you're not going to be banned from YouTube, right? You can Trump, and you know you're not going to have your email censored by Gmail. You can be You know, and the celebrities were so slammed and repudiated that no one cares what Bruce Springsteen thinks. No,
I think we'll get back on YouTube.
I don't think we could get back. Maybe we could get back on YouTube.
Yeah,
that's right. Trump got back on Twitter. So I think it's just this.
Yeah, thing. Demand it. When you fill out that affidavit, send it also on YouTube.
That I think there is this freedom in the country, and that's what they're showing. And it's funny. And there's nothing they could do. Well, I shouldn't say that. But there's nothing so overt they could do. They're going to have to be sneakier and take their time. So it's just, I think it's just an
I guarantee you, when the major stations, when somebody scores a touchdown or makes a play, they're going to move away from them because they don't want to show them doing the Trump move.
So they're going to start making that unsportsmanlike conduct celebration, right? Yeah. So they'll
it's
find
it. It's pretty hard because it's pretty innocuous.
It's pretty innocuous. And you could say, what? I'm not doing Trump. You know what I mean? They'd have to bring it up. This is from Sandra. Democrats are pure evil. Don't ever trust them. They more than likely are planning something evil before the inauguration. An effing unity with them. Time to put them all in jail. There you go. Oh, yeah, they're not going away. They're not going away, but they're going to have a harder time of it. I think Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, the new FCC guy, have all said one of the things they want to do is dismantle the censorship and what is it called? That news organization that would, it wasn't a news organization. They would just scare advertisers away. NewsGuard from right-wing content, right? All of that, I think, is going to be under investigation. It's going to be a lot harder to implement. And I think the other thing is, it's kind of like, once again, you realize, oh, I'm not the only one. So if you're an NFL player, you're like, oh, I'm not the only one who supported Trump. Who knew? Because it was so taboo to talk about, right? And now, and instead, you were forced to take a knee during the national anthem. Now, think of that, right? Now,
so when they play the black national anthem, everybody can be going like that.
Trump dance. So I just think that's an interesting social thing going on, but I think there's a lot more behind it. One other funny thing, and then I know you wanted to talk about the climate thing. I thought this was funny too. I don't know. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr., did you see the picture? They were coming back from the fight,
right?
The fight. It's him, Elon Musk. I think Mike Johnson, who's
in the background,
having a lot of fun these days as Speaker of the House. More fun than Nancy Pelosi had. They're on the plane and they're all eating McDonald's. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he has this look in his face like, I can't believe Trump is making me eat McDonald's.
Yeah, chicken sandwich. Oh, yeah,
chicken sandwich. And there are fries on his plate. So I thought that was just kind of funny. Also funny then, the climate. It's equally ridiculous.
I've been a fan of the Conference of Parties, COP for International Climate Change, almost from the very beginning, the early 90s, because it's always a hoot. They'd all gather by the tens of thousands, and they'd have the same thing. They'd have demonstrations from some of the younger participants who'd have, you know, cartoon characters and floats and everything else. And every time it'd be the same. Oh, we're running behind. Oh, it's not, we're not going to get through. And then the last, there's somebody put it up for us.
Oh, there's a picture. Yeah, Thomas, you can put up. This is a picture of them having, if you want to put it up for everybody can see it. This is a picture. And then Chuck, I'm sorry, we're eating into your time.
Eating into the cop time. But at any rate.
Here it is.
Robert.
Kennedy Jr. doesn't look all that cheerful. Mike Johnson is like, yeah, I'm not eating that. All right. Thank you, Thomas. That's funny.
So it's always the same. In the last second, they come through and everybody's happy and the world is saved. About 10 years, 5 years ago, the key for the underdeveloped countries, i.e. Africa almost always, but some other ones, were kind of give us money. And they say, well, we're not going to support you guys. We don't give a damn about your stupid climate deal.
We just want money.
You just want money. And then they finally said, okay, we'll give you money, but for specific projects. You'll have to get approval of those projects that they, and I said, no, these are reparations for all the.
It became reparations.
Reparations
yeah.
for the climate damage.
So we
you
could
did.
Just keep it. Yeah.
And it was at $1 billion every year. And then they went billion, that's schmillion or 100 billion. We want a trillion. And so, you know, the African community, we want $1 trillion on the letter every year to go to us. And then we'll support whatever bullshit climate thing you want to do, which won't apply to us. And so they're kind of stuck. One, when they first came up with the countries that needed money, China was one of them. And they eventually said, well, maybe we don't need that much money. But it is not a developed country. It is developing.
of China.
China. So now, with Trump coming in, they're only going to be kind of European countries and maybe New Zealand, Australia, Japan. And they're going, a trillion for just us?
No, we're not going
to
get it.
So I think it's what's going to happen is they'll continue it over on Thursday. They always do. Oh, everybody's gone. Oh, my God. They're coming back to save the day. And then everybody will voluntarily give what they want. And which just means, I pledge a million.
Oh, and then, yeah, then the money never actually comes through.
And the Africans are going to be pissed. They're going to be pissed.
So much for the climate change.
It's
just being held, by the way, in an oil-producing country. So
well,
just find that.
Abidjan, which is also a dictatorship and lots of crummy weather this time of year. In Baku.
Or something. Hey, listen, that's going to wrap it up.
I'm not going to wrap it up. And furthermore,
Trump will talk more about climate change.
Climate change. We're going to do a whole hour on climate change. No, climate change. Yes, we are.
Okay.
How many people got you? Raise your hand.
No.
How many want to hear about it? See, look at it popping up everywhere. Everybody loves climate
change. No one
change
wants to hear about climate change.
You do?
No. No
oh,
one
I
does.
I thought you did. Oh,
thank you, Anna. No one wants to hear. Thomas does.
Forget your affidavits, then.
No. Hey, thank you to Ron and Anna. Thank you
to thanks, Ron,
everybody
Anna.
Here on Zoom.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, too.
Take care.
We will see you guys all on Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.